JQ4LOO Mobile.
And 0TR just now. Going mobile. Beautiful day.
I can honestly say this, though. I am actually on lunch break. First shift.
Well, you're showing your boot camp. You're using 10 codes, and we don't use them here. Well, I hope you're enjoying your lunch. I used to look forward to that. My wife made me beautiful lunches. And the only time I had a problem was when I'd have oyster stew. And about half of the guys would get up and leave the lunchroom because they didn't like the smell of my oyster stew. Go figure.
Yeah, I can understand why. Yesterday was my first day on first shift, and before I even started working, I pulled a muscle on my back right after the meeting, as we were getting ready to go to work from the meeting.
No fun at all, and not a good sign. It's called a rare disease. I think it's more contagious than COVID, and it's going around. It's called AGE. Do you ever hear of that?
Telling everybody my secrets now, Tom.
Good old age, it catches up with all of us. Most people don't catch that. Most people get it, but they don't catch it when I say it. Yeah, it happens, Tal, and I got lower back pain every single day, so leastwise you'll get over yours.
Anyway, the other day when I was talking to you, for some reason my battery just died on me, just all out of the blue, just died on me. I was like, oh, Lord. So I was like, I hope he's not mad at me.
No, sir. I recognize that. And somebody else even said it that day. And I figured it was either that or a telephone call. When people get telephone calls, they have no choice. They go to the telephone call. So have no fear. Nobody will get mad at you for that now. You can just holler telephone call and go, and people understand. We've all done that.
Sitting there talking, and then I was waiting for a response, and I happened to look down after not getting a response, and I'm like, uh-oh, battery dead.
I used handy talkies many, many years ago. I liked the ones that had replaceable batteries, and you could just put double A's in there, and a person could even have rechargeable double A's. But as far as the new ones go, I don't know what they're putting in there. They could be lithium. I don't know. That would be the best thing. Nickel metal hydride be down there than the older one. I can't think of the name right now. Cadmium. That one was not very good at all, and it formed memories if you recharged it too quickly. I just like the good old double A's.
I could have probably pulled another battery out of my Faraday bag, but I was like, it's almost time to go in anyway. I'll just throw it on the charger and be done with it.
Hippies are famous for that, and if you find a spot where they work, you better mark an X there, everybody says, because you move a foot and they won't work. So take it from an old timer. They're not too reliable. And when you're starting out with a rubber duck, you're already starting out at a loss. I think they're minus 6 decibels. So there's no gain to them whatsoever. And if you run 5 watts, they get hotter than a firecracker.
I'm using a mobile antenna on top of the truck right now. It's some kind of a diamond antenna. I can't remember which one it is, but it's a diamond antenna.
Diamonds make good antennas, and that's the smartest thing you can do because rubber duckies just don't work from inside the car worth a darn. But if you put them on an outside antenna, you can run 1 watt probably to this repeater, and then that way it conserves power on your handy-talkie. Unless you got it plugged in some way to a raw 12 volts. But back when I first started out, I bought a little amplifier, and you put in 5 watts, and it give you 35 out. So when you put 1 or 2 watts in it, it give you something, you know, in ratio to that, and it worked great. Sold that to a fella here, and he put it on his motorcycle, matter of fact. It was an RF concept, but I don't know if they make those anymore. They're only about 3 or 4 inches wide and about 6 or 8 inches long. And, boy, they really give your handy talkie a boost, like a mobile unit.
What was the brand name you said again?
Well, in the old days, it was RF Concepts. I don't know if they're even in business yet, Tal, because I've been a ham for over 30 years now. But they did make them, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't now. They're very small, and you just run that through a fuse to your 12-volt supply, and then you only have to drive it with 1 or 2 watts and get out the equivalent of a mobile unit, and you don't have to put several hundred dollars into a mobile unit. That used to be an alternative back when I was using the old fuse.
So what does it do? You just plug it into the antenna port of your radio, or like a kind of like inline filter?
No, you just plug your handy talkie into that amplifier, and I can't remember what type of cord it used. I just have to look at it. It's been, like I said, like 30 years ago, but there's nothing to it. And I imagine you can run it off a cigarette lighter plug real easy, but it could be wired directly in and put under the seat of the car, and you'd never even know it was there, and then hook it up to your handy-talkie with a regular old power cord that goes into your handy-talkie. They always got a jack for them, usually. But that worked really well, and I used it for a long time. But Diamond Antennas, they make some good mobile antennas. They really do.
Actually, reached somebody, was able to talk to somebody. I want to say it was, I can't remember the town, but I know he was near the Green River up there in North Carolina, and he wasn't even talking on a repeater, I don't think.
This is NZTR Mobile, and my name is Tom Tao. I think you know that, but for people listening. A line of sight is a great thing, and if they're up on a mountain, they talk a long ways on Simplex. The other good way is Billy's repeater. It's the HC Heart system, and you can access it real easy from here. And I've talked as far as down around Charleston and John's Island and places like that, because they link those repeaters together. And you can talk all over this end of the country on that system. And they do a fine job with emergency services and everything else. K908, I think, is Billy's call. And the fabulous caretaker of that system, they call it the HC Heart system. You can look it up. I'm going to guess 145.35, but don't take my word for it. I don't know if there's a tone or not. I'm out mobile.
Time for me to go back to work anyway. It was good talking to you. Hopefully we can catch each other again here soon. This is KQ4LOO, and I'm out. Have a good day.
KQ4LOO in 0TR. You have a good day, and most of all, a safe day, Tal. 73s. This is in 0TR Mobile. Clear.